Good morning. Our scripture comes from Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He is raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, Brad, for our reading of our scripture this morning. And now as we have heard these words and we seek its understanding and meaning for our life, let us ask God to help us in that process with a moment of prayer. God, we thank you for your word, especially the word, the good news of Easter. And God, we know this story. We're all familiar with it. But I pray that your Holy Spirit would help it to become more than just a story. That it would become the good news for our life. A good news that can shape our lives and fill us with new life and new hope and new vigor for going out and fulfilling our mission as your people. So renew the new good news of Easter within us today, O God. I pray that you would enable me to proclaim your good news in a way that glorifies you, God, and you alone. So Lord, open our hearts, our minds, our spirits to the power of your word now. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. What a great day of celebration this is. I mean, not only are we celebrating Resurrection Day, it's been 2 years since we've been able to celebrate Easter Sunday in person. Can you believe that? 2 years. And yet, for some, that's still not possible. And so, thank goodness for the technology that allows us to be able to worship online and to share this day together, this wonderful day of worship. My, what a difference a pandemic makes, huh? We are certainly living in a different world, aren't we? We're all having to learn how we can adapt in this changed world. But the truth is, life and the world, it's always changing. Today, we may be celebrating Easter in a world that is radically different than anything we've ever experienced before. Yet we gather to recognize and to celebrate the fact that even though the world may have changed around us, Easter has not. The events that took place on that first Resurrection Sunday 2,000 years ago supersedes any and all changes that have taken place in the past or even in the current world. The events that took place on that first Easter Sunday render powerless any act of war. It renders powerless death, despair, despair, sickness, pain, sorrow. It renders powerless anything that we encounter, such as heartbreak or loneliness or sin or a pandemic or any other awful thing that has ever plagued humanity. The world that we live in may have changed, but Easter has not. And Easter demonstrates to us the fundamental truth of our Christian faith, that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he alone has the power over death. He alone has the power over sin, and he can make a difference in your life, regardless of how this world may change over time. So today, we celebrate Easter as it has been celebrated every Easter since the beginning of that day by responding to the risen Lord in the same way that those eyewitnesses first responded to Resurrection Sunday. We have this scene captured in our scripture for this morning in Matthew chapter 28. As Mary Magdalene and the other Mary make their way to the tomb to finish preparing Jesus' body for burial, he tells us that there was a violent earthquake that took place, and the stone that was blocking the tomb was rolled back, and an angel appeared to them and says, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. And there you will see him." Then as the women made their way away from the tomb, Matthew tells us that they left the tomb with fear and great joy. And I think that probably adequately describes how we're feeling on this Easter Sunday in 2021. There's fear over the uncertainty and the challenges and the chaos that's going on in our world, but there's also great joy as we find our hope in this good news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And Matthew tells us that in the midst of their confusing moment, Jesus appears to them. It's the way Jesus does. He appears to them, and when they see him, they fall at his feet and they begin to worship him. And Jesus says, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell your brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." These are the first words that were spoken by the resurrected Christ. And in this very simple message, I think we learn how we might could live out the significance of Easter in our lives. For Easter, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a timeless message that stands firm in the midst of an ever-changing world. And today, I want to lift up three things that I think help us to be able to live out the significance of Easter in our lives and live as Easter people every day. And first of all, Easter enables us to stand up to our fears. During his ministry, we hear Jesus time and time again telling his followers, "Do not be afraid. Do not fear." And here again, in the Easter story, one of the first things that Jesus tells his followers is, "Do not be afraid." Now, why do you think Jesus told his followers this on so many different occasions? I mean, isn't fear a natural emotion to have? I mean, it's not like we can really control fear. I mean, it's just something that comes upon us. And when fear comes upon us, it comes like a tidal wave that overwhelms us, and it often leaves us feeling paralyzed in its grip. And of course, we know that God gave us that emotion of fear for a good reason. There are times that we need to be afraid in order to run away from danger. We've all been given that fight or flight mechanism that is triggered by the fear within us. And that's a good thing. Yet, fear is not an emotion that we would willingly choose to have. And no one wants to feel afraid. No one wants to feel fear. So why does Jesus tell us to not be afraid as if it's a simple matter of choice? I think because for Jesus, it really is a simple matter of choice. And here's why. He's not talking about our emotions. He's talking about our thoughts and our actions. He's saying, do not think fearfully. Do not act fearfully. Normally, when we experience a personal crisis in our life, such as the loss of a loved one or a health problem or loss of income or whatever that may be, we often find ourselves, we let that uncertainty of the circumstances or the future paralyze us. And our lives are just put on hold when those things happen. But Jesus says we don't have to live that way. Why? Because he has demonstrated to us that he has the power over life and over death. He has the power over any challenge that we may face. And this is a message that I think we desperately need to hear today. Because there are a lot of things in this world right now that would cause us to be afraid. And I know that some of you are going through some very difficult challenges in your own personal lives. But here's what you need to hear. No act of social distancing or pandemic has the power to separate us from the love of God. No health issue, no loss of income, no crash in the stock market or anything else has the power to separate you from His presence. No broken relationship, no sin of the past has the power to separate you from His mercy. As Jesus says at the end of this chapter, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So do not be afraid. Because of the resurrection, we do not have to live in fear. Because the resurrection tells us that Jesus Christ is Lord of everything, life and death. I mean, if Jesus can conquer the death and the grave, He can conquer anything, right? So how do we stand up to our fears? By responding with faith. Thoughts of faith. Acts of faith. Recognizing that fear is just a feeling. And because of Easter, we no longer have to live subject to our feelings. We can live by faith. We can stand up to our fears with thoughts of faith, with acts of faith, knowing that no matter what we face in this ever-changing world, Jesus has the power to overcome. The risen Christ is with us. The second way I think we can experience the significance of Easter in our lives on a daily basis is by focusing on our mission. Look again at what Jesus says in verse 10. He says, "Go and tell my brothers." I think just as Jesus gave those women this message to proclaim to His disciples, Jesus has given us a message to proclaim to the world around us. And that is, go and tell others about me. Tell others that I'm alive and that I am with them. That's the mission that we need to stay focused on no matter what happens. In each of the resurrection stories found in the Gospels, Jesus emphasizes this mission. In Matthew's Gospel, He says, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you." In Mark's Gospel, He says, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation." In Luke's Gospel, He says, "Repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in His name to all the nations." In John's Gospel, He says, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." This is the first message that Jesus gives after His resurrection, is to go and to tell others. And in this changed world that we're living in today, this is a message that is more important now than I think it has ever been. The world is in desperate need of the good news of knowing that He is risen, that He has the power over life, over death, or anything else that we encounter in this world. Our mission is more important now than it's ever been. We have the good news that the world desperately needs to hear. So that's the mission that we need to stay focused on. The world needs the church now more than ever. And I know there's a lot of uncertainty about the church. We must stay focused on our mission. In order to experience the joy of Easter in your life on a daily basis, we must stay focused on our mission. But in order to do that, you have to rely on God's promises. In verse 10, Jesus says, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, for there they will see me." This is Jesus' promise on Easter. Do what I tell you to do, and I'll show up. And that's a promise that we can rely upon even in our world today. Listen, every time that I get up here to preach on a Sunday morning, every time that I go visit with someone in the hospital, visit someone who's experienced the death of a loved one, every time that I talk with a couple in their counseling situation, or every time that I teach a class, or whenever I'm engaging in an activity where I'm trying to share and offer the ministry of Christ, I recognize that without Jesus showing up, it's not going to go well. You know, that's just a fact. This is why when it comes to doing the work of ministry, it is my constant prayer, Lord, help me to do what I cannot do on my own. And when I rely on Jesus to show up, He is always faithful. Always, every time. You ask me how I know He lives? Because time and time again and again, He shows up when I rely on His promises. And here's the thing. If Jesus doesn't show up, when it comes to living out our mission, then, you know, we really are powerless because our hope cannot be in ourselves. I mean, our hope is in the power of Jesus Christ to change lives and to change this world. If we're depending on our ability to do that, then it's not going to go well. I mean, it really doesn't stand a chance. We have to rely on Jesus, His presence, His promises. Now, at times we may have our doubts as to whether Jesus is going to show up, whether He's really risen from the grave. And you think about those women in that Easter story who witnessed the resurrection of Jesus, how they're being told to go and tell the disciples what they have seen and heard. Do you think they had any reservations about doing that? Any second thoughts, hesitation? You think they said to themselves at some point, did that really happen? I mean, did we really see what we think we saw? Or was that just our imaginations? What if we go and tell the disciples to go to Galilee and Jesus doesn't show up? You remember when they told the disciples what they had seen and heard? The disciples didn't believe them. Luke says, these words seemed to them to be an idle tale, and they did not believe them. I'm not sure if such thoughts crossed the minds of those women that day, but here's what I do know. They put aside their doubts and their fears, and they relied on the promise of Jesus. For the women insisted to those disciples, pack your bags, guys, and head to Galilee, for there you will see Jesus. And they were not disappointed. You know, over the years, I have made some bold promises from this pulpit. And each week, we make bold promises as a church to the community around us. We tell people that if you will give your life to Jesus Christ, then He will turn your life around. We tell people that if you give your heart to Jesus, He will fill your heart with His presence and with His peace. We tell people, give your burdens to Jesus and He will help you to bear them. Give your sins to Jesus and He will cleanse you of all unrighteousness, completely and absolutely of your sins. We tell people, give Him your sorrows, give Him your despair, your fears, your broken dreams, and He will fill your life. He will replace those things with joy and with peace and with hope and with love. And these are bold promises to make. But we make these promises without hesitation because we know that we can rely on the promises of Jesus. How do we know this? Because He's risen. Because of Easter. Because of the resurrection and Jesus' triumph over the grave, we know that He is who He claimed He was. And we can trust in that. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer, our Sustainer. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And He can do what He promised and claimed He can do because of Easter. And when we rely on who He is and what He promised us, Jesus shows up every time. He is faithful. The truth is, without the promises of Jesus, we really don't have very much to offer this world, if anything at all. We exist and we live by the promise of God. And there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in our world right now. A lot of crazy stuff. And people are confused. They're scared. They're disillusioned and desperate for a place to put their hope. And we as Christians know that in this changed, in this ever-changing world that we're living in, we cannot afford to put our hope in ourselves or in political figures or government or anything or anybody else. Our only hope is to rely upon the promises of God. So I remind you today that even though this world has changed, Easter has not. And so we celebrate Easter today as it has been celebrated every day since the beginning of the event of Easter. We stand up to our fears with thoughts and with acts of faith. We stay focused on our mission by telling others about the life-changing power of Jesus Christ. And we rely on this promise to show up in our lives and in the lives of all those who place their trust in Him. This is why in the midst of this uncertainty that we experience in life on a daily basis right now, we are still able to proclaim the good news that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Will you say it with me? Christ is risen. Do it again. Christ is risen. Amen and amen.